Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Switch On Your Brain, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking, and Health by Dr. Caroline Leaf is a Christian self-help and brain health book that combines popular neuroscience, cognitive behavior principles, and scriptural reflection. Its central purpose is to persuade readers that thought patterns are not merely private mental events but habits that can influence emotional regulation, behavior, physical stress responses, and perceived well-being. Leaf presents the brain as changeable rather than fixed, using the language of neuroplasticity to argue that intentional mind management can help people replace toxic thinking with healthier patterns. The book is best known for its practical 21-day brain detox plan, a structured exercise in identifying, examining, and redirecting destructive thoughts. It is written for general readers rather than specialists, especially those interested in the connection between faith, mental discipline, and health. Its appeal comes from joining an accessible explanation of brain change with a daily method for personal reflection and behavioral adjustment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neuroplasticity as the basis for changing habitual thought patterns. A central idea in Switch On Your Brain is that the brain is not a fixed machine but a responsive organ shaped by repeated mental activity. Dr. Leaf uses neuroplasticity to explain why persistent thoughts can become easier to repeat and why deliberate mental practice can gradually form different responses. In the book, this concept serves a practical function. It shifts the reader from passive resignation to active participation in mental change. Rather than presenting anxiety, discouragement, or destructive self-talk as permanent traits, Leaf frames them as patterns that can be recognized and redirected over time. This does not mean that every problem can be solved by positive thinking alone, but it does support the argument that attention, reflection, and repeated choices matter. The strength of this theme is its accessibility. Readers without a scientific background are introduced to brain change in everyday terms, making abstract neuroscience feel relevant to daily decisions, relationships, and emotional habits. Secondly, the 21-day brain detox plan turns reflection into a daily practice. The most concrete feature of the book is the 21-day brain detox plan, which gives readers a structured way to apply the larger argument about thought management. The plan focuses on identifying a toxic thought, examining its roots, replacing it with a healthier perspective, and reinforcing the new pattern through repeated attention. Its value is not simply in the number of days, but in the disciplined sequence of mental work. Leaf treats change as a process rather than a sudden emotional breakthrough, which makes the plan closer to a habit-building exercise than a one-time inspiration. The method asks readers to slow down and observe the content of their thinking instead of reacting automatically. This is important because many harmful thoughts operate as familiar assumptions, not as clearly stated beliefs. By making those assumptions visible, the plan creates room for choice. Readers who benefit most are likely those willing to journal, reflect, and revisit the same mental pattern consistently. Thirdly, toxic thinking is presented as a health issue, not only a mood issue. Leaf repeatedly connects unmanaged thought life with broader health and wellness concerns. The book argues that toxic thinking can contribute to stress, emotional instability, poor decision-making, and patterns that affect the body. This connection is one reason the subtitle includes happiness, thinking, and health together, rather than treating them as separate domains. The practical implication is that mental habits should be taken seriously because they can influence how people sleep, relate, work, and respond to pressure. The book does not function as a medical textbook, and readers should not treat it as a substitute for professional mental health or medical care. And its contribution is more educational and behavioral. It encourages readers to notice how recurring resentment, fear, rumination, or shame can become part of a daily stress cycle. By naming toxic thought patterns as something that can be addressed, Leaf gives readers a framework for connecting inner life with outward functioning in a more deliberate way. Fourthly, faith and scripture shape the book's understanding of mental renewal. A distinctive feature of Switch On Your Brain is its integration of Christian faith with popular neuroscience. Leaf presents the renewal of the mind as both a spiritual and cognitive process, using scripture to support the idea that people can choose life-giving thoughts and resist destructive mental patterns. This makes the book different from many secular self-help titles that discuss neuroplasticity without theological language. For Christian readers, the faith dimension may make the material feel more coherent, because mental discipline is connected to prayer, moral responsibility, and spiritual formation. For readers outside that tradition, the same feature may be less persuasive or may require selective reading. Analytically, the faith integration affects the tone of the book. Change is presented not only as self-improvement, but as alignment with a larger spiritual view of human agency. This positioning explains both the strong appeal among faith-based audiences and the potential limitations for readers seeking a purely clinical or secular neuroscience text. Lastly, personal agency is emphasized while requiring disciplined application. The book consistently emphasizes that people are not helpless victims of their biology. This claim is meant to counter fatalism by highlighting the role of choice, attention, and repeated practice in shaping mental life. Leaf encourages readers to take responsibility for their reactions without reducing complex suffering to a simple failure of willpower. The most useful reading of this idea is practical rather than absolute. People may not choose every intrusive thought, traumatic memory, or stressful circumstance, but they can develop practices that change how those experiences are processed. The book therefore places significant responsibility on the reader. Its exercises require consistency, honesty, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable mental patterns. This is also where some readers may struggle, because the method is not passive and may feel demanding during periods of depression, anxiety, or exhaustion. The core contribution is the insistence that mental change is an active discipline, not merely an idea to agree with. In conclusion, Switch on Your Brain is best suited for readers who want a faith-informed approach to mental self-regulation, especially those interested in how thought patterns, stress, and behavior interact. It may appeal to Christians seeking a bridge between scripture and brain science, as well as general self-help readers who want a structured method rather than only encouragement. The practical benefit is the 21-day brain detox plan, which gives readers a repeatable framework for identifying and redirecting destructive thoughts. The intellectual benefit is its accessible introduction to neuroplasticity as a reason to view mental habits as changeable rather than fixed. Compared with many books in the self-help and brain health category, it stands out because it combines three elements that are often separated: popular neuroscience, daily reflective practice, and explicit Christian teaching. Readers looking for a strictly clinical manual or a fully secular account of mental health may find the spiritual framing less useful. And those with serious mental health conditions should see the book as complementary rather than substitutive. Its strongest contribution is its practical synthesis. It translates the idea of brain change into a faith-based discipline of thought examination, repetition, and intentional renewal. If you would like to support Dr. Caroline Leaf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.